We begin our call this morning with the head coach of the University of Maine, Joe Harris-Simiak. Good morning, Coach Harris-Simiak.
Good morning.
Good morning. An exciting victory for you guys, going on the road and beat a good Stony Brook team 27-21, got out to a big lead, and then held on there at the end. Kind of give me your analysis, impressions on that victory.
Yeah, like you said, you know, I thought we started really well. Offensively, we were able to move the ball, and we had a problem finishing in the red zone the week before. We were 0-for-5, so we finished there with some touchdowns. We were 3-for-4 in the red zone. Defense was outstanding in the beginning of the game for pretty much the whole half. And then obviously, you know, they're a good football team. They're well coached, so they came back. They hit us with a couple big plays. We threw a pick six, you know, down by our end, which obviously you know, helped them out with momentum. And then they scored on a 53-yard run. A great run by their kids. So, we had to hold on. I was happy with the way we executed for the most part down the stretch to win another close game on the road. Shows our kids are fighting till the end. But ultimately, it was our defense making another big play in a two-minute situation.
You touched on that defense, holding Stony Brook to 222 total yards. And other than the one big run you mentioned, you pretty much kept them bottled up. And they've been a team that's been pretty successful running the ball. What was the key on the defensive side?
I think our front played really well, you know, led by Pat Ricard with another great game. Darius Green played well at the nose position. And then I think overall we just tackled a lot better than we have in previous weeks. So, you know, that's what they want to do. They want to run the ball. We knew coming into it that we were going to have to play a physical game. I think anytime you play Stony Brook, you have to be up front with your kids about that. And our kids answered the challenge. You know, we just tackled really well. They hit us for a couple in the second half, but you got to give credit to them. They blocked it really well, and the back made a nice cut. So, but I think just overall our defense is coming together. I thought we've played well for most of the season, but I think our tackling's really come along here in the past couple weeks, and that's allowed us to not you know, continue to give up big plays like we were earlier in the year.
We're here with Maine head coach Joe Harris-Simiak. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit *1 on your keypad, and we got a couple in queue if you'll get those for us, Leah.
The first question comes from the line of Larry Mahoney with Bangor Daily News.
Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Larry. How are you?
Good, good. Well, again, it's like a blueprint for success, but the defense, Najee Good, looking back, I mean, he's made three clutch plays in the fourth quarter of different games. To come through for you. Talk a little about Najee, and then give us a little preview of the battle of the border this coming weekend. Thanks.
Yeah, you know, obviously, you know, Najee Good is a junior for us, and he's just come along. He's had 4 years in our program, and he's just been able to continue to make plays each year. And this year, you're seeing him make plays in the fourth quarter, which we talk about all the time. Our best players have to make big time plays when it allows that to happen, and we've been in a lot of close games. I think our six wins are all by 7 points or less. So
yeah. We've
had a number of guys make a lot of big plays, but no bigger than Najee, and just the great individual effort on the last play to get that interception. And then obviously, you know, with this game coming up, there's no team that myself or our program has more respect for than New Hampshire. You know, Coach McDonald, the job he does, their coaching staff, they're tremendously well coached. So we're going to have our work cut out for us. We're just excited about playing a really meaningful game in the last game of the year against a great team.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Mike Lowe with Portland Press Herald.
Hey, Joe. How you doing?
Hey, Mike. How are you?
All right. So you guys seem to, again, going back to the big plays, making big plays. What does it say about these kids that they have won those games, those six games, by 7 points or less? What does it say about the character of this team and how they come together at the end?
Yeah, I think we talk about two things, you know, in our program, the accountability and the belief in ourselves. And I really think that's been the message all year. It's been the message since, you know, the off season. I really think our kids are just buying into what we're doing. They're believing in what we're doing, and it just shows, I think, in the last minutes of these games. You know, we need kids to step up and make plays, and I think that's where we kind of have struggled the last couple of years. Just in some big games, we haven't made the plays. And, you know, our kids are a year older. I think that helps. And we just have a lot of kids that really just excited about the opportunity that presents itself every week. And I think that's the thing I noticed the most is just in the week of practice and just going through it, even battling back from some tough losses. And our kids are just excited to be part of this program and obviously just excited to be part of another big game.
You and Nate, right from the very beginning of the season, as a media day, the guys are talking about this is a game that you want to win this year, and now it's a game that you need to win this year. How do you rein in those emotions? Because it's been a while since you beat them, Joe.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, they've beaten us six straight times, and since I've been here, we haven't beat them. So again, we just have to. We have to play a really, really good game. I think they're very well coached, like I said. They're always disciplined. They don't make a lot of mistakes, so you have to play a really good game. We saw how that undisciplined football hurt us against Villanova, and we have to play a complete game. Our kids know that. The emotions part of it, I mean, they should be excited. I mean, I don't know how you don't get excited if you're on either team for this game. I mean, it's just a great game. It's New Hampshire. It's Maine. It's got everything you want, so hopefully we can have a good week of practice and come out and just be ready to play and just go play. It's just I know it's a huge game, but our kids we just gotta get another win, and we have to play disciplined football. That'll be the key this weekend.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank you,
Joe. We talk a lot about the defense. Let's talk a little bit about the offensive side of the ball and your freshman, Josh Mack, with a big day, 39 carries, 147 yards, and a touchdown on the ground, and also had a receiving TD. Talk about his performance.
Yeah, Josh has really come along this year, and obviously going into this game, we wanted to, really establish the run, and someone like Josh allows you to do that. I think he's very good between the tackles. He's very good at making the second-level miss. I think he showed that on Saturday. And he's, he wants the ball. I mean, he wants the ball. We had a conversation before that game about how we wanted to get him the ball more and just feature him more. And our offensive staff, Coach Cohen and his staff did a great job of coming up with ways to get him the ball, not only in the run game, but also, like you mentioned, he caught the screen pass for a touchdown. He also had another one called back on what they call was offensive pass interference. So he would have had two, receiving touchdowns. But, he's a great asset to our program. He's a young kid that doesn't shy away from the big games. He's just got something about him. And obviously, get him going this weekend will obviously be the key again.
A lot of the year we've talked about how you guys have spread out those carries. Was it just the matchup with Stony Brook where you felt like his style of running would be an asset? Is there something that you've kind of decided that he's your number one back now?
Yeah, I think he's a little bit of both. I think he's established himself with the way he's practiced. A couple of those other guys were a little bit banged up going into last game, but ultimately it was because he has the best opportunity with the ball in his hands out of those guys, right now. He's just playing the best, and, it's our job as coaches to give our best players the ball. So he's proved it. He's had a Like I said, he's practiced really well. He produces in games. He can make guys miss. So he's going to get the ball. And the other guys have been great, too. Nigel Beckford went in, had a couple key carries, had a big catch, going into the red zone there. And obviously getting those other guys back will be helpful. So it's more of just Josh really proving himself and coming along into his own here these last couple weeks.
Let's take a look a little deeper at New Hampshire. Obviously, they're a team that has been very tough defensively. As you looked at them on film a little bit, what are some of the keys for you guys to be able to move the ball on them?
Yeah, starting with defense, I mean, their D-line is talented. Number 80, Shore, is a good player, sets the edge, makes a lot of plays. Linebackers fly around, 56 in the middle there, gets downhill, makes a lot of good plays, and then they have guys in the secondary that make plays. I think 46 had a couple pick sixes against Stony Brook. So we got to be smart with the football. But it's your typical New Hampshire. They're just tough. They're well coached. They run around. They fly around. And offensively, they present challenges. You got to make sure you know where he's at, including with his feet. He can run the ball. He scrambles. We've had some problems here with some quarterbacks in the past that have scrambled and hurt us. So we got to be good with the quarterback run. And obviously, Crossen's dynamic running back, hurt us last year, had a 53-yard touchdown against us. And then I think they do some really, really good things in the pass game in terms of just some concepts, you know, that can, you know, our guys, our safety's eyes and those kinds of things have to be in the right spot. So we'll be challenged, of course, by them. And we're just, like I said, our kids are excited about getting an opportunity to play in a great game on Saturday.
I'm sure Maine, New Hampshire, especially when you've lost six straight, the excitement level would be high. But now with a playoff opportunity potentially out there, is that something you talk to your guys about? I'm sure they realize it, but does that add even more fuel to this game?
You know, we haven't talked too much about that. I don't think we're a team yet that can talk about the playoffs and stuff. We haven't been there in a while. So we just want to beat New Hampshire. I mean, that's the goal. That'll allow everything to happen or not happen after that. That's what we talk to the kids about. We want to win our 6CAA game against a great team at home on Senior Day. That's the goal. And if you do that, opportunities will present themselves. But I do think it's hard to hide that stuff from them. But the message from the coaching staff will be a clear one, and it's just to play a great, disciplined football game and to beat New Hampshire.
All right, Joe. Thanks for the time this morning, and we may talk to you next week. But if not, thanks for your time all season long.
All right, Rob. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thank you.